Reading 59. Elvis Summers, 38, met Kenneth McGee, 60, in September 2015. Kenneth was looking for cans and bottles to recycle in front of Elvis's apartment building in Los Angeles. As they chatted, Kenneth, who was also known as Smokey, said that he had been homeless since his wife died about a decade ago. Elvis was moved to help. "I couldn't ignore the human suffering right next to me," he said. Elvis had read about the tiny house movement in which people were constructing homes measuring 500 square feet or fewer. He believed he had the construction know-how to build a similar structure for Smokey. He spent $500 on building supplies and built a 3.5 by 8-foot house at the curb in front of his apartment in 5 days. The tiny house sits on wheels so it can be moved every 72 hours to follow city law. A sign reading, "Home Sweet Home," hangs from one of the wooden walls. On the first night in his new home, Smokey told a local news station, "I felt so relaxed, I think I must have slept half the day." In April, Elvis posted a video of the process of building the house on YouTube, and he got 6 million views in just 4 days. He began fundraising online to build more tiny houses for the needy, and in a month, he had collected more than $80,000. With the funds he has raised, he's building several more houses, including one for a homeless elderly woman and her dog. Eventually, Elvis wants to hire homeless people to help with construction, and he already has his first employee, Smokey. "I'm ready to start building," he says. The way Elvis Summers helped Smokey can help hundreds more.